Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate supernatural relationship. We've already got our spiritual relationship, so we're working on the rest of us, our soul and our body. You can always contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org and visit the blog there, wecanprepare.org. We've got resources there, and if you want to follow along with what we're talking about, or you want to move ahead, or you just want to be able to read rather than listen, we do have the books that we're using as a basis for our discussions available through the site. If at any time you have questions about that, just give me a call or drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org and we'll see what we can help you with. So we've been talking about attitudes toward supernatural experiences. When we talk about attitudes, you know, a lot of us think that we know what we believe, that we know what we are confident, we have confidence that what we believe is the truth, and that, of course, what we believe is accurate and reflective of what is, shall we say, reality. None of us is going around saying to themselves or within ourselves that I know I'm believing a lie. I know that what I'm believing isn't true, which is why we just try harder. Which is why we look for a reason why it's not working, rather than thinking maybe what I'm thinking should be happening isn't happening because my beliefs are wrong. My thinking is wrong. I need to change that. So we start with the proposition that what we believe, what we are believing, is not necessarily accurate. Even when we have received a revelation from God or have these supernatural experiences, they are filtered by our beliefs. This is why people, and this is, we've got to get over this. There's this notion that if someone is having these supernatural experiences, if they have an experience with God, if they even have afterlife experiences and come back, whatever it is, but mostly if someone has been seeking relationship and supernatural experiences, is having these experiences or is developing a supernatural skill, that must mean that they have greater insight to what God is doing, they know Him better, or that they are somehow more connected with what God is doing. Some think that some people are specially gifted to accomplish special things. And we have the idea that these people are then you can attribute to their teachings a greater sense of connectedness to God because they're having these supernatural experiences. In other words, whole ministries have been built around a person's supernatural experience, because that the credibility for the ministry comes from our misbeliefs about their experience. We get the idea that they're specialer. They are favored of God because they have these experiences, and therefore what they teach is more likely to be true, or what they say is more likely to be true. And we have to get over that. That's just simply not true. We have this fascination, likewise, with people who do heroic things. And we have this expectation that that's somehow going to translate into other parts of their lives. Like, someone saves a child from a burning building. We hold them up and we want to know all about them because we want to learn. We think that that act is going to translate into other parts of their life. And we need to change our expectations and really look at where we came up with some of these ideas. And we all know that there are ministries out there that, having received a revelation or supernatural experience, having learned how to develop these skills, these supernatural skills that we all have, that they are somehow more credible in their teaching. That what they're teaching, regardless of what it is going to be true because of the experience. And so we don't question what is taught. And unfortunately, that's one of the reasons we do seek supernatural experiences, because it does get attention. It does get a following. Our goal is that supernatural experiences and the developing of supernatural skills will become so common that it will not lead to whole ministries being built around something that we're supposed to be doing anyway. It's like, for you and I, we can walk across a room. We don't think anything about it. We don't have a press release. We don't write a book about, we don't start a ministry because we can walk across the room. It's what we've learned how to do. It's what our body does. And so it's not spectacular when we walk across the room. Now, when a little baby is learning to walk, that is spectacular because they've never done it before. But it's only spectacular to that family. Again, how often do you see a news crew covering baby takes first steps? No, because that's what babies are expected to do. Odds are, at some time, you took your first steps. You said your first words. You reached for that certain something that was being held out to you. You learned how to use your physical senses. You got your body to work the way you wanted it to. Those things were spectacular, but only to your family. And odds are, after a while, it got kind of old. Nope, she knows how to walk. That's, you know, we're on to other things now. If you were 25 years old and expecting to get credit for walking across the room, you've got another think coming. Now, in some job situations, showing up at the door, showing up for work on time is a major event, but we need to get over that too. In the supernatural realm, the supernatural abilities and skills and senses that you have are to be as comfortable and familiar to you as walking is in the natural, as seeing, as saying, using your senses. You don't think about it anymore. And that's what we're looking for in our supernatural realm as well. That we use our supernatural senses. We see with supernatural eyes. We see into the supernatural and spiritual realm. And over the natural realm, take authority. So we learn according to our own path with God, but we then go on. We're not making a mountain out of our molehill. When we talk about our supernatural senses being tuned and experiencing supernatural experiences, and we'll talk about more what supernatural experiences are, but basically it's only an experience when it's new. Ruling and reigning is our identity. It's part of who we are. Ruling and reigning is to become more and more familiar with us, for us. So we don't want to just look at supernatural experiences as jumping off points, ways of confirming or affirming what we believe, what we think, what we teach. Rather, we are to be learning these supernatural skills as a reflection of learning how to rule and reign on this earth. Now, one ramification of this is there are many, many ministries out there that if they were, and some of them are, but if they were really teaching their members, their followers, their students, how to know God and develop their supernatural abilities and skills, their students would outgrow the teachers pretty quick. And for many, that would mean the end of their ministry. So that's another impact we want to see, and that's fine. That's a whole other topic we'll get into at some point, the concept of a six-month church. That it shouldn't take, and 6 months is a fairly just pulled out of thin air time frame, but it shouldn't take long at all to become a Christian, to get your wounds healed, to learn how to hear from God, to know Him, and to develop your supernatural skills. Shouldn't take any time at all. you'll then have everything you need to actually start what the projects God has for you. Hopefully that makes sense. But until you have developed your supernatural skills and have confidence in how they work, you really aren't even starting the projects God has for you. You're learning to know how to do things in the supernatural realm. But once you, it's like you're still being equipped. It's after you're equipped, that's when you start the work. That's when you start your project. So we want to make it important for all of us to learn how to rule and reign in the supernatural realm. How does this work? So getting back to attitudes regarding supernatural experiences, the supernatural realm, our involvement, our how we perceive it, how we perceive the supernatural realm and activities in others, and what will happen and what we'll want to be aware of as we go through the process. Be sensitive and open to your emotions, to your thinking patterns, to your reactions. Whether it's amazement or fear or doubt or excitement. Because it's in your, what are you thinking when you think about this? What are you feeling? Are you apprehensive? Are you excited? And then, Lord, what's going on here? Is this something you want to talk to me about? Because he wants to be able to teach you, starting with a clean slate. He doesn't want you to come to the classroom with your own preconceived notions on this subject. He wants to teach you starting from the ground up. Now, it's great that we all have history. He knows that. It's not a surprise. But we want to start letting him clear out those misconceptions that are hindering us from being able to receive clearly, easily, what he wants to give. So there are four attitudes toward supernatural experiences. Positive, a positive attitude, a negative attitude, a neutral attitude, and an ignorant attitude. So the positive attitude, we've talked about some of these. A positive attitude, just the acceptance, the embracing of the notion that supernatural experiences are part of our daily experience and should be cultivated, valued, and appreciated. We need to make time for supernatural experiences, for developing our supernatural skills. God can be trusted to train, protect, and provide whatever is necessary to promote your training, his agenda in your life. And he will keep us focused on his goals and his plan. So, you know, we may be concerned about if we, you know, we may go off the deep end type of thing. Don't worry, God will keep you where he wants you. And that's what's important, is who's going to define the deep end, you or God? Because we're depending on him to be our God, to keep us from going off the deep end, whatever that may mean to you, or something happening to us that we can't control. we can rest, enjoy, and work through whatever kind of experiences he has planned for us. So we want to keep and nurture a positive attitude toward these experiences. We want to anticipate something new. We want to be excited. Now, sometimes this has nothing to do with emotion. But if you recognize that what God has for you, whatever it is for your good, you can then accept that as God brings you through these experiences, the process is for your good as well. So we're recognizing that as he takes us day by day through these experiences, he is faithful to take us along the path he wants us to go. It's not about accomplishing the goals that we have set. It's setting those goals according to his plan. He does want us to have goals, and we've talked about that on another series. But they are made in conjunction with him. For instance, if you're with a group, a fellowship of some kind, that is studying a certain aspect or a certain gift, and you ask God about that particular involvement, is that something you want me to be focusing on, God? He may say, no, this is not what I want you to be focusing on. It's fine for them to be focusing on it, but I want you to be paying attention over in this area. And so it doesn't mean we get up in anybody else's face. Doesn't even mean we don't attend and be involved in what everybody else is doing. But you make sure that you put in your time and attention and keeping a positive attitude toward what God has for you, what God's projects are for you. So then there's a negative attitude toward spiritual experiences, supernatural experiences. And those who have a negative attitude toward supernatural experiences usually do so because of misinformation. They've been taught to fear supernatural experiences or don't want to feel out of control. Or they've just been taught that there is no such thing. Or because they've never experienced anything, they just ignore it. They just don't want to go there. And so they don't want to put the time and effort necessary. And then there are those who just have had a bad experience. And by that I mean because they did not have the confidence of who God is in their life. When they had that experience, perhaps it scared them or shocked them or was so unexpected that they didn't know how to go to God to get an explanation. And that so they received an explanation either from their own mind, from the world system, from the devil, or from their fellow believers that there's something wrong with them. Obviously, that's going to develop a negative attitude towards supernatural experiences. This is one of those areas that we need to really confront, especially now, because there is an increasing acceptance of supernatural experiences and abilities in the world system, within non-believers, non-Christians. And unfortunately, the typical Christian has categorized those experiences as demonic rather than just recognizing that every person, being a spirit, soul, and body, if they are dead in their spirit or alive in their spirit, they still have a soul that has soulical senses that relate to the supernatural realm. So a person that is psychic or a medium or does the, you know, the readings, or, you know, you name it, that's not a, in any way, shape, or form, a reflection on their spiritual identity. It's all residing in their soul, in their mind, will, and emotions. They have, for whatever reason, and in whatever way, have more developed supernatural senses. But because they're related to the soul, we all have them. It's not that we would go around and say, well, we're all psychic. Other than the term being used as supernatural, we all have soulical senses that see into the supernatural realm. So there are, instead of abdicating our authority over what's going on in the supernatural realm, psychic stuff, let's say, you and I as Christians should be so far beyond what they're experiencing, rather than not touching it with a 10-foot pole. We don't want to let others or our own misbeliefs cloud what God wants to teach us. To say that there's anything that goes on in this earth that is not under the authority of God, and therefore under the authority of his sons, is to say that God is not God. Remember that the devil and all his critters, anything negative that you think is out there that's out to get you, which there are, but they're there for you to overcome. They are there for you to learn on, not for you to shy away from. It's like if you were living in the same house you grew up in and you believed there were scary monsters in the closet, and you're 45 years old and you still won't go in that closet because there's scary monsters in there. You grew up in that room. There were scary monsters when you were a little kid. And you still won't open that door. You really haven't grown out of that. You're still believing child's lies. So we need to learn how to open those doors and clean out the closet if they need to be cleaned out. And whatever boogeymen are in there need to be dealt with. No big deal. It's there for us to overcome. And it doesn't mean that there's not going to be scary things or exciting things or unexplainable experiences. But if we have a positive attitude rather than a negative, rather than, you know, if I do something wrong, it's going to have terrible consequences. Or if I do this and I can't get out of it, I'll pay, or somebody will get hurt. Or God will be displeased. None of those are true. God will put us in situations that we can't handle so we can learn to depend on him. We'll pick it up there next Thursday. We'll be getting back together again on Saturday at 9. Until then, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.